Graduating medical students are starting their career in the face of a never-before-seen virus that has the potential to overwhelm healthcare systems. But many of the students are rushing to graduate early so they can lend a hand, and Ohio State's medical school has developed a new course aimed at preparing them for what they'll meet. On the third Friday every March, medical students around the country learn where they'll spend their residency. But instead of a ballroom filled with hundreds of students and family members, this year, OSU Medical School Dean James Rocco found himself in a mostly empty lecture hall, addressing students over the internet.
Our match day 2020 has been modified by a new word in the international lexicon, social distancing.
Instead of ripping into envelopes, students furiously refreshed their email inbox. Rocco apologized that they'll miss out on a tradition spanning some 70 years.
This will not be the first time that you are going to be asked to sacrifice in your profession as a physician. It is what makes us, in my humble opinion, the most noble of professions and worthy of the esteem so many assign to us. Welcome to the club.
More than 50 of those rising students at Ohio State's medical school are graduating early after the Board of Trustees gave the go-ahead last week. Other schools around the country have taken similar steps. 10 of OSU's early grads are sticking around for their residency. But all of them could soon be confronting some pretty grim realities. Meanwhile, teachers in the medical school don't want to let the current crisis and the lessons it could offer to a class of young doctors go to waste.
But because we want to preserve PPE, we want to keep our learners safe. About the first week of March, we took them off a clinical rotation.
Ohio State emergency physician Dr. Nicholas Kaman oversees fourth-year medical students.
And I really felt sad for the medical students that they were going to lose this opportunity to participate in the largest medical response to anything really since probably the 1918 influenza.
So Kaman and others in the department pulled together a new course for their outgoing students. In place of clinical visits, students will work at a coronavirus call center, helping patients understand symptoms and manage quarantine. They'll learn how to properly put on personal protective equipment, or PPE. More fundamentally, Kaman wants students to understand that disaster response, whether it's a storm, a terrorist attack, or COVID-19, requires a different mindset.
What you start to think about is moving from a mode of taking care of the individual patient to taking care of the population as a whole.
Fourth-year med student Dhriti Sriyakumar says they work through a kind of playbook by modeling the spread of an infectious disease.
They've walked us through a decision-making process at each point where they give us assignments to say, okay, at this point, there's no longer personal protective equipment available in America. What would you do? Would you call on like a national stockpile reserve? Would you start enforcing and mandating social distancing?
Sriyakumar won't be graduating early, but she notes many of her fellow students are eager to get to work.
I heard a student who said they thought they might have had symptoms. They didn't officially test positive, but their attitude was really like, hey, I might be immune now. Send me out to the front lines. I want to go help how I can.
Kaman sees similar urgency in the students. And although he says grads still have some licensing hoops to jump through, he expects they'll be suited up as quickly as they can. The first disaster and pandemic response course is small, just a dozen fourth-year students on their way out the door. But once they've finished, the college is offering the course again. It's expanding enrollment to 200 and opening the door to third-year medical students and those studying in the colleges of pharmacy and veterinary medicine. Nick Evans, WOSU News.